Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
We are live at the Republican National Convention, day number 4. Hard to believe tonight's the night where Donald Trump will accept the nomination officially as the future president of the United States of America. Welcome to the show. Great to be with you this afternoon. We got some great guests coming up. We got a lot going on. We have pre-recorded some. Oh, Bob Newhart just died. Oh, that's a shame. Some breaking news right there. He was fantastic. What an absolute legend. Comedian, actor Bob Newhart, 94 years old. Bob Newhart Show, Newhart, and a bunch of movies, too. My kids loved him in Elf. He was great. He was fantastic. So Bob Newhart passing away at 94 years old. That's a big loss right there. He was a very, very funny guy. But, hey, lived a long life. Good for him. God bless him. That's great. We're going to talk about some of the Gold Star families later. They brought tears to everybody last night when they were on the stage, getting the proper recognition that they deserved from an administration, because this administration has never, ever given them any acknowledgement of anything. I want to play some clips for you. J.D. Vance last night taking the stage, accepting the nomination as the Vice President of the United States of America. Now, you know, there's a lot of questions regarding J.D.'s economic policies and whether or not they're very Bernie Sanders-esque. This is populism. This is also politics. And I think that this idea of that protectionism and everything else. Remember, this stuff all has to be worked out legislatively. I want to remind everybody that. But in terms of sending a message through the election, through the nomination, hey, we're going to fight for the forgotten men and women. Your jobs have been outsourced. We've lost jobs to big corporations and Wall Street and everything else. These are very effective messages for people that don't believe that the system has worked for them, and whether or not that actually leads to protectionist policies in terms of real government control over markets and things like that. I'd be surprised if it results in that. But I think these are really important talking points. Here, let's start with this. This is cut number two. We're going to queue up. J.D. Vance talking about America's ruling class wrote the checks. And communities like his, where he grew up, Hillbilly Elegy, the book that he wrote about, cut number two.
My friends, things did not work out well for a lot of kids I grew up with. Every now and then, I will get a call from a relative back home who asks, "Did you know so-and-so?" And I'll remember a face from years ago, and then I'll hear, "They died of an overdose." As always, America's ruling class wrote the checks. Communities like mine paid the price. For decades, that divide between the few with their power and comfort in Washington and the rest of us only widened. From Iraq to Afghanistan, from the financial crisis to the Great Recession, from open borders to stagnating wages, the people who govern this country have failed and failed again. That is, of course, until a guy named Donald J. Trump came along. President Trump represents America's last best hope to restore what, if lost, may never be found again. A country where a working class boy born far from the halls of power can stand on this stage as the next Vice President of the United States of America.
That's the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. J.D. Vance's wife also spoke last night. Now, look, again, politics. I think having a young, beautiful wife with three young, beautiful kids matters. I do. I think that a lot of parents out there, just pick myself, right? I mean, I have two mixed race kids. I don't look at people by color of their skin, identity politics, and all the other stuff. In fact, it disgusts me that people do that, but there are people that do that. And here is a guy with a wife who is not your lily white wife and not lily white children. And the left is losing their freaking mind over that. They can't even begin to understand how this is possible. They're all going to kind of like malfunction and backfire and just smoke coming out of their ears. They can't understand it. It's because this movement of Trump has not been a movement that's been racist, despite them trying to say that it's racist for 8 years. It's not. And they keep saying it, but just saying it doesn't make it true. So let me play a clip for you of J.D. Vance's wife, if I could. Yeah, Usha Vance. She never expected to find themselves in this position. And she's a really great spokeswoman herself. Cut number eight. Cut eight, Jim. Jimmy, cut eight.
My friends, things did not work out well for a lot of kids I grew up with. Every now and then, I will get a call from a relative back home who asks, "Did you know so-and-so?"
No, Jimmy, cut eight.
And I'll remember a face from years ago, and then I'll hear, "They died."
Jim, cut eight.
When JD met me, he approached our differences with curiosity and enthusiasm. He wanted to know everything about me, where I came from, what my life had been like. Although he's a meat and potatoes kind of guy, he adapted to my vegetarian diet and learned to cook food from my mother, Indian food. Before I knew it, he had become an integral part of my family, a person I could not imagine living without. The JD I knew then is the same JD you see today, except for that beard. And his goals in this new role are the same that he has pursued for our family: to keep people safe, to create opportunities, to build a better life, and to solve problems with an open mind. It's safe to say that neither JD nor I expected to find ourselves in this position, but it's hard to imagine a more powerful example of the American dream: a boy from Middletown, Ohio.
Thank you.
raised by his grandmother through tough times, chosen to help lead our country through some of its greatest challenges. I am grateful to all of you for the trust you have placed in him and in our family.
Now, the other thing, too, that I should mention to you is some breaking news right now. Lou Dobbs has also passed away as well. So that's two. Lou Dobbs passing away. President Trump tweeting out, future President Trump tweeting out. The great Lou Dobbs has just passed away. A friend and truly incredible journalist, reporter, and talent. He understood the world and what was happening better than others. Lou was unique in so many ways and loved our country. Our warmest condolences to his wonderful wife, Debbie, and family. He will be greatly missed. I knew his son, Chance, and Chance's wife, Buffy Dobbs, very, very well. They were nice people. I grew up with them in New Jersey. Very sad to hear about that, Lou Dobbs passing away. And I mentioned to you, Bob Newhart passed away at 94 years old. So all the best to them. The other question, too, is will the media freak out over Shady Vance? Now, there's a clip that I want to share with you that just came out. And DeSantis, are you finding me some breaking news? I need breaking news.
I'm skimming.
All right, you're skimming. All right, wonderful. I just sent a clip to you right now that we'll play from some unhinged MSNBC host. In the meantime, let's cue this up. J.D. Vance last night played the mom card and the grandma card. So, Jimmy, cue up cut number six. Played up the mom card last night. Listen, this stuff matters. Mama Zioli loved it. Mama Zioli loved hearing that J.D. Vance is a mama's boy. So she was real happy to hear that. And 10 years clean and sober. Cut number six.
And I'm proud to say that tonight my mom is here. 10 years clean and sober. I love you, Mom.
Standing ovation. Crowd went wild. Whenever you bring up mom, Mama Zioli loved this moment, as you can imagine. JD's 39, so he's fortunate that his mother is still with him, obviously. JD's mom. The crowd is chanting, JD's mom. Different than Stifler's mom, by the way. Very, very different chant than that. He also brought up his grandmother last night. He talked about his grandma. The crowd loved that as well during the speech at the Republican National Convention. So, yeah, he's a mama's boy. He's a family guy, and that matters. But the unhinged host on MSNBC, do we have that one? I just sent you that one. Just give me a thumbs up when we have it. They were not happy about that as well. But here, this is J.D. bringing up his grandma. Cue up cut number five here. I'm sorry, cut number four. Tells the story of his mama, who loved God, loved her grandson, and whose language could make a sailor blush. The crowd erupted as well in another chant, this time for J.D. Vance's grandma. Cut four.
I was lucky. Despite the closing factories and the growing addiction in towns like mine, in my life, I had a guardian angel by my side. She was an old woman who could barely walk, but she was tough as nails. I called her Mamaw, the name we hillbillies gave to our grandmothers. Mamaw raised me as her own. Mamaw raised me as my mother struggled with addiction. Mamaw was in so many ways a woman of contradiction. She loved the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. She was a woman of very deep Christian faith. But she also loved the F word. I'm not kidding. She could make a sailor blush. Now, she once told me, when she found out that I was spending too much time with a local kid who was known for dealing drugs, that if I ever hung out with that kid again, she would run him over with her car. That's true. And she said, JD, no one will ever find out about it.
There you go. It's kind of stuff that matters. The people love this stuff. By the way, some breaking news that I just noticed a short time ago. Kid Rock will be in Milwaukee tonight. Hulk Hogan will also be in Milwaukee tonight. Elon Musk will not be here. That's actually a Fugazi rumor. But Kid Rock said he's in Milwaukee for the RNC to support the 100% America Badass president. Bill Malugin reporting that Kid Rock is going to be speaking tonight, or at least be in Milwaukee tonight. I don't know if he's going to actually be speaking or not. Probably not. But he'll definitely be in Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention tonight. So that's pretty cool. Chris Wallace, who's definitely trying to get his job back at Fox News. Cue up cut number 7. Chris Wallace, his favorite line in the speech last night. Talking about when J.D. Vance was going about America's ruling class. Listen, I've told you before, tapping into that Trump, we always said this about him, is a billionaire populist. And he taps into people and their concerns and their fears and what they feel like they're losing and how America has left them behind in many different ways. He hammered Wall Street last night. He hammered the corporate America last night. That stuff matters to a lot of people, no question about it. And here's Chris Wallace desperately trying to get his job back at Fox News. Cut number 7.
My favorite line in the speech was when he said America's ruling class wrote the checks and our communities paid the price. And it seemed to me it really harked back to the original message that Donald Trump made that was so effective back in 2016, which is the idea that there's a kind of rigged game in America. There's a ruling class, he used that phrase, and that makes the deals, makes the money, and it's the forgotten. He talked about forgotten people. He talked about forgotten communities like his that end up paying the price. And he really cemented himself as part of that forgotten community and those people who don't feel that they have anybody looking out for them in Washington or Wall Street. I also thought the reference to the cemetery, it specifically was about the idea, it seemed to me. He said America is an idea, but it's a lot more than that. It's a nation. It's a homeland. And I think he was saying, in effect, you know, there's a lot of principles and social policies and all of that out there, but this is a nation, and we have to protect it and cherish it, whether that's in terms of enforcing our borders, whether that's in terms of protecting our jobs and businesses and industries.
Hey, it's Russell Brand walking by.
You know, it was a different slant on America First, not isolation.
You never know who you're going to see at the RNC convention.
Protecting what we have and holding it dear. And I thought it was a very powerful speech and very well written.
All right. Well, there you go. And he's, like I said, desperately trying to get his job back at Fox News. All right, as we continue along here at the Republican National Convention, we are halfway through July, and if you've been putting off that summer vacation because you think the economy is too tough, please don't do it. Summer vacations are great. You make memories with the kids, and they love it. It's important to make those family memories, and the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey makes getting away affordable and possible. The Grand offers you all the conveniences of a shore home with all the amenities of a full service resort. For example, you can visit Hemingway's restaurant that's on site, and they serve the most incredible food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But if you want to just make the kids a PB&J sandwich, well, the rooms have kitchenettes and refrigerators. You can put juice boxes in there and save a little money that way as well. But the Grand also has two huge heated pools, one outdoor, one indoor. The kids love that. And the indoor pool, if it's raining, you got something to do with the kids. It's fantastic. The Grand is my happy place for a reason, and you will not be disappointed. Book directly with them for the best rates. Book your stay today by calling 800-257-8550. 800-257-8550, or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. Remember, the Grand Hotel of Cape May is my happy place for a reason. I love it there, and you will love it too. 800-257-8550, or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. And remember, we're going to be back at the Grand Hotel of Cape May on September 6th, Friday night, for our first live show of the fall season as we close out summer. So mark your calendars now to join us there. grandhotelcapemay.com. I'll see you there.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. you remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
We just arrived in Milwaukee to support our tried and true red, white, and blue 100% American badass president. What's going to happen tonight? Tune in to find out. But here's a hint. Are you scared? God bless Donald Trump. God bless America.
That's Kid Rock. We'll have to play a little Kid Rock music, Jimmy, before the show's out today. Welcome back. Glad you're here live at the Republican National Convention. We are a slope roof-free environment. There are no sloped roofs anywhere. That's why they selected Milwaukee. They don't do sloped roofs in Milwaukee, just so you know. No security threats whatsoever in sloped roofs. And if there is a sloped roof, like the one in the White House, for example, well, they still guard it and protect it anyway. That's because the sloped roof argument is pure nonsense. So let me give you an update on where things stand right now with the investigation into what happened in Butler, PA. So the House of Representatives subpoenaing the Secret Service director, who was chased down last night by United States Senator Marsha Blackburn, demanding answers, even though the Secret Service director would give her no answers. Shocking. I talked to Congressman Dan Muser about that earlier today. We're going to play that interview later. He is not thinking that they're going to actually be transparent with anything. Local law enforcement in Butler, PA, they're all saying the Secret Service is trying to throw them under the bus. But the Secret Service is in charge. Make no mistake here. We're here in Milwaukee. I've seen a bunch of New Jersey State Troopers. And I went over and introduced myself and said hello. And we were talking to the guys. And I always try to be friendly as best as I can, especially when it's a hometown team. There's a lot of Jersey State Troopers here. at the convention. In fact, right outside of the media center where we are, there was two guys I talked to. They're from North Jersey, but we had a great chat, and I won't say that they were making fun of Phil Murphy, but we kind of were making fun of Phil Murphy. So his royal rugness, King Philip the Unaccountable, they were very respectful. They called him that. I don't want anyone to believe that they were not respectful. They did say, you know, the king, so that was nice of them. But look, it's a thing. You know, the Secret Service is in charge. They call the shots here, especially when you're dealing with a presidential protectee. But I found out something today. I saw an old friend of mine, Keith Nahigian, and Keith and his brother Ken. I go back a long time with them in the days of Jersey politics, and Ken Nahigian ran Trump's transition team in 2016, 2017, technically speaking. And I talked to Keith, and he's done a bunch of presidential events for several presidents. That event never should have happened. I mean, that the president never should have been let out of the Suburban to take the stage. They never should have let him on that stage. And what Keith told me, and I didn't realize, was there was a laser pointer that had been pointed at the stage prior to Trump getting on there. So he never should have taken that stage. That's number one. More details keep coming out. And I'm sorry, but I refuse to rule out that this was not an inside job. You want to call me a conspiracy theorist? I don't care. Call me whatever you want. Doesn't matter to me. It wouldn't be the first time that people in government have tried to take somebody out. It's called the Kennedy assassination. Well, maybe not. Maybe Gerald Posner's right, and it was a lone gunman, Lee Harvey Oswald. But until the CIA releases all the files, I refuse to accept anything because I don't have all the facts. So I'm going to keep my eyes and ears open, and I'll keep my theories open. But there have, like I said, there have been attempted coups before. We just don't think they could ever happen in the United States of America. But why not? Donald Trump represents the greatest threat to powerful people that make not just billions of dollars, but tens and tens of billions of dollars in the military-industrial complex. You don't think that his idea of stopping the war in Ukraine is a threat to their bottom line, and they know he's not going to start any new wars? At least if he had a war in the pipeline, they might think, all right, well, so Ukraine ends, but we got another war in the pipeline. We're good. No. And he didn't start another war in 2016 when he became president. 4 years of not another war, and he was winding down the war in Afghanistan. If you remember, he had the Taliban in the Oval freaking office as he was trying to end the war in terror. But he didn't have another war in the pipeline. So what did they do? They made sure to take him out. I don't mean violently, physically, but they took him out by suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story. Because if everybody had known about Joe Biden's corruption, who knows? And maybe COVID was, in fact, well, we know it was a bioweapon made in a lab funded by Fauci. But is it possible the Chinese released COVID so that they could try to end Donald Trump's presidency? Of course it's possible. You'd have to be an idiot who's never read a history book to believe that these things could not happen in the United States of America or in the world. Honestly, like I've seen the play Julius Caesar. I understand about people who betray powerful people. I get it. It happens. It does. You would have to be somebody who is not only naive, but you would have to be somebody who doesn't understand history, world history, United States history, European history, ancient Roman history, ancient Greek history, and just about every freaking history of every third world country to believe that this stuff is not possible. This can't happen. It's always just a lone gunman who's on a roof for 26 minutes. 26 minutes he's on that roof, pointing a laser pointer at the stage. And that they allow a presidential protectee, a former president of the United States, the front runner for the presidency, to get out of the car, to take the stage, and nobody does anything about it. There was not a drone over the air. Do you know that? There were no drones in the air. So I understand that the dark triad of the government, corporate media, and big tech wants you to immediately say, that's impossible. You're a conspiracy nut. That can't happen in the United States of America. I'm not saying it did. But what I won't do is sit here and be naive and ignorant of history and say it couldn't. Because people who do that infuriate me. People that do that infuriate me because I want to say to them, how do you not know history? How do you not understand people in power? How do you not understand there are hard coups and soft coups? There are assassinations that occur. There are overthrows of government that occur. I have news for you. This country was founded by people that overthrew a government. I don't know if you know that or not. It's called the American Revolution. It happened in, I'm not good at history, 1956, 57, I'm not quite sure.
Something around there, yeah.
Around that
Sounds
time. Right. It was around the time of Bob Newhart when he was first getting started. So we literally overthrew a government to start this government. And then we had another government try to overthrow this government when they burned down the White House, which I've not forgiven them for. You freaking English with your teeth, your crappy food. No, I'm not over it. And then we had another government try to overthrow this government. It's called the Confederate States of America. You may have read about that. That happened in 1972, 73. And then you had various people try to take over this country, the Weather Underground, other people, rioters, people that tried to stage overthrows. They weren't successful. They didn't go very far. But then you had a president who was shot and murdered in Dallas in 1963. And I'm told it was just a lone assassin, and yet the CIA is very uncomfortable releasing all the documents. And I'm told that whatever they haven't released, it doesn't matter because it's not critical to the... Well, then why don't you just release it then? No, I'm a person, I'm a student of history. I'm a student of politics. I'm a student of studying people in power and how those people achieve power, and there's multiple different ways to do it. So no, I refuse to just rule out that this could not have been orchestrated by people within government. I'm not saying Biden did it. I don't think Biden is cognizant enough to do it. I don't think Biden would be able to take out a like one of those, you know, those robots that box? You know, not the like the little, you know, the ones?
Yeah, you got to hit the click the buttons the and they just wail away at each other.
Biden
yeah.
couldn't take out the blue robot, let alone take out Trump. But that doesn't mean that people lower within government could not be part of something. How like to act like that's impossible, that could never happen. What are you, nuts? Are you crazy? Stop it. But I'm not saying it did. Again, I don't know. I don't have all the facts. I don't trust the people in government, though, to give me all those facts. That I know. But to hear the arguments, the Secret Service excuses, well, there was a sloped roof and we didn't think it was safe to put somebody on the sloped roof. So we put the SWAT team, the sniper team inside the building. Well, how does that help anybody? The answer is it doesn't help anybody, number one. The idea that there were no drones, there were no eyes on the sky, no helicopters. What? The idea that they're now arguing that maybe because of NATO, there wasn't enough Secret Service personnel to be able to protect. Donald Trump's just not a presidential protectee. He's a former president who also happens to be the major presidential candidate. Rock'em sock'em robots. Thank you, Matt DeSantis. Rock'em sock'em robots. Biden couldn't play through that little game. No way could he do that. He'd lose. Biden, I'm going to play this clip for you. This is, let's cue up now, Biden mumbling about bringing, I don't know, high-speed internet or something. Affordable internet. I don't really know what this is about, but Roosevelt's time. I don't really know, but...
Everyone knows Roosevelt's famous for giving high-speed internet to the masses.
See, I always thought Roosevelt was a big dial-up guy. And I thought as one of the... What was it? 1,000 points of light? No, the New Deal. That was Roosevelt, right?
Yes.
I thought as part of the New Deal, everybody was going to have high-speed broadband.
Yeah, that's his quote. The only thing you have to fear is slow Wi-Fi.
The only thing you have to fear is... that old dial-up tone we used to plug in to get CompuServe. You got your free disc in the mail. You remember the first speech he gave was December 7th, 1941, a day which will live in infamy. The internet went down because we did not have fast internet. True quotes from presidential history. Here's Biden making no sense whatsoever. Cut 26. Cut 26, Jim.
Make sure there's access to affordable internet, just like in Roosevelt's time, you know, back in earlier than that, what? Making sure there was electricity in the rural areas. That's all. It takes time for it to happen. And so...
You know, the Civil War was actually fought over broadband. I don't know if you know
it's just taking time for people to see it.
Too soon. The British burned down the White House because of internet, the broadband issues. It was actually President, I believe Grover Cleveland was shot, if I'm not mistaken, Was it him? Was it he with the internet that was before that? I don't even know. Thomas Jefferson. You know, Thomas Jefferson actually emailed the first copy of the Declaration of Independence. Did you know that?
I did read that.
He did.
Yeah.
He emailed it, but of course it was slow broadband. They couldn't get Wi-Fi in Philadelphia back then.
1700, you know.
No joke.
Yeah.
True story, folks. Way back when. And his first email, he was on Twitter at TJeff1776, but so, you know.
His family runs the account now, I think.
Yeah, I think it's they passed it down. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they did. Oh, my God. So Roosevelt, because the internet. But before him, we got Roosevelt internet with the guy and the other guy and the. Okay, which brings us to what Donald Trump Jr. asked last night at the Republican National Convention. We're going to queue up cut number 9, Jim. Who actually is running this country right now? Who actually is running the United States of America? It's a great question. I don't have an answer for you. Cut number 9.
And honestly, who is actually running the country anyway? It's obviously not Joe Biden. So who are they asking us to elect? Seriously, who's running things? Does anyone really know? Is it Jill? Is it Hunter? Barack Obama?
Yes. Yes.
Maybe
it's that's a rhetorical question, Don Jr.
Whoever is running the show, the only thing they are effective at is persecuting my father. They twisted, contorted, and corrupted the criminal code to turn bookkeeping errors into felonies. They concocted new legal theories out of thin air. They imposed gag orders on my father because the last thing a defendant should be able to do is defend himself, right? They punished him for merely speaking the truth. They say they hate Vladimir Putin, but it sure seems like they've spent a lot of time copying his playbook. In this country, we don't criminalize political differences. We debate them. We vote on them. But we don't make you choose between picking a party or picking a jail cell.
So on that note, by the way, Peter Navarro was released from federal prison yesterday and reported right to Milwaukee to speak on the stage. I'm going to share that with you upon my return. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. That's the big story of the day today, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. Would love to have you go see him today for your perfect smile. He is the best. He's the master of dental implants. He is one of a kind. Coming right back live from the Republican National Convention. Don't go away.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
So the way it works at the RNC is a lot of people come early, and like right now the convention, there's speeches going on, and so people come in early and then they leave and they come back kind of in and out. So we actually have to pre-record a lot of interviews with people prior to. And I'm not going to pretend like they're live because I'm never dishonest with you. I always tell you the truth about everything. So we recorded with a Gold Star family prior to getting on the air today at 3 o'clock your time. Before I play that interview, though, and it was very, very touching, I want to play for you. I started to play Gold Star parents Herman and Alicia Lopez, naming all 13 military members slain during the Afghanistan withdrawal. So the events at Abbey Gate and everything that happened, the fact that we learned that a sniper could have taken out that terrorist cell, but was not allowed to by the Pentagon, was not given the word. How the commander-in-chief is still not, called these Gold Star families to express his condolences. So let's take a listen. We'll continue cut number 10.
When Hunter and the other service members' bodies were returned to the U.S. in Dover, Delaware, Joe Biden met the plane. But he made the occasion more about his son, lost to cancer, than our sons and daughters, lost on his watch. Worse than that, he has never said their names out loud. And during last month's debate, he claimed no service members have died during his administration. None. That hurt us all deeply. So Alicia and I are here to say the names of all 13 service members who lost their lives. All 13 service members who lost their lives at Abbey Gate. David Espinoza. Nicole G. Taylor Hoover. Ryan C. Knaus. Riley McCollum. Dylan Marola. Kareem Nakui. Dagan Page. Johanny Petardo. Humberto Sanchez. Jared Schmitz. Maxton Soviak. And my son, Hunter Lopez.
So my friend David Urban, who is a Pennsylvania strategist, he was on CNN last night. He's going to join me later in the show. We were sat down together before the show for an interview. His point last night on CNN, I thought, was excellent. And a lot of people have described last night the reading of those names and bringing the Gold Star families out on the stage as the memorial service that they deserved but never, ever achieved, ever received. And here's what David Urban said about that last night. Cut 17.
It's just unforgivable, okay? Yeah. Hunter Lopez's father, when Anderson, I got choked up. His father was reading those names. Somebody who's went to West Point, served in the military, been deployed overseas, fought in a war. The fact that Joe Biden never met with those families, the fact that Joe Biden forgot that those kids died, is just unforgivable. The fact that the White House has never bothered to clean up or say we're sorry, it's just unforgivable. It's unforgivable to me. It's an American.
It is unforgivable, no doubt. Well, here's the interview that I recorded earlier today with the Gold Star parents. Take a listen. Here at the Republican National Convention, it's Rich Zeoli with you, of course. I have two Gold Star parents with me right now. I want to welcome to the show Kelly Barnett and Darren Hoover. Thank you both for joining me today. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And thank you for being on stage last night at the Republican National Convention. Thank you for your courage and telling your stories and for fighting for your son, Staff Sergeant Darren Taylor Hoover, killed in the attack at Abbey Gate. And Kelly, I just want to say my heart's broken. Everybody's heart's broken. Thank you for being here today. We appreciate it. Kelly, let's start with you. I know that you testified before Congress.
Yep.
I know that the Biden administration lied to you.
Yes.
And lied to your family. Tell us your story, if you would.
Well, there's several things. My main thing was that, Taylor, that's my son, yep. Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover. He had been to Afghanistan two times before fighting the Taliban. And to go over there and to tell him that the Taliban was his security and that, that's the checkpoint, the Taliban, you can't touch them, they're out there beating people, killing people, you can't touch them. To me, that's a horrific nightmare for him. I can't believe that was allowed. And that's my biggest issue, mm-hmm. is that those people were supposed to be protecting my son and we've been fighting them for 20 years. Makes no sense. No sense.
Darren, you've been fighting for what took place at Abbey Gate, the attack. You've been fighting to get justice for everyone involved. I appreciate that. I really do. On behalf of our nation, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a battle, though, hasn't it?
It has. One that we're going to continue to fight, not back down. Our son deserves it, just like she said, just like his mom said. And for us to continue this fight until as far as I'm concerned, no breath left in my body in order to make it to that point. So be it.
Did Darrett always want to serve? Was that always his dream?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, he always played, I always tell the story that he was always about the Marines since he was little. But they came to the high school, I believe he was 10th or 11th grade, and that was it. It was the Marines all the way. He joined the debt program, it worked out, you know, 4 or 5 times a week with the Marine until he could join, and then he joined, and that he was always... I think it was more about the brotherhood of the Marine Corps that drew him in, that he was so, you know, enthralled with. But he loved being a Marine.
I'm so sorry. I really am. I'm sorry for what happened at Abbey Gate. I'm sorry to all the families of the 13 service members who lost their lives that day. But to have the both of you in person with me right now here at the RNC, it's... my heart is sad for you, how this country's treated you. I mean, not the country. I shouldn't say that. How the commander-in-chief has treated you.
Right, right. Yeah.
Biden never called, huh?
Oh, no.
Never?
Not once.
No.
How does that happen? Every movie you see, if there's a service member killed, the president of the United States calls, and they present a flag, and they take you to the Oval Office and say they're sorry. And how does that happen?
You know, once upon a time, that may have happened. You know, Hollywood's a whole different ball game. And understand, you know, that there are men and women that are being constantly killed. It's a part of war, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But in our circumstances and a few of the other ones, with it being as front and center, especially like ours was, our 13 were, you would think that they'd give just a little bit of hope, maybe, of sorrow, even an apology.
Yeah.
And we've not gotten any of that. Now transpose that with President Trump. Early on, he invited our family to Mar-a-Lago. He talked to us on the phone it was like 30 some odd minutes. Talked to Kelly. He talked to our two girls and their husbands. And then to be able to go and spend the time with him at Bedminster that we have. And a couple of the rallies that we have. I mean, it's so much black and white. There is no...
night and day difference.
It is. And it's unfortunate that Stumbling Bumbling Joe cannot get his act together. And even if it was a staff member.
Yeah.
But it hasn't even been that. Nobody.
When you found out that there was a sniper who could have taken that terrorist out, and I think that's part of the cover-up, obviously. I think it's part of why no one's ever contacted you. I mean, that must have just made your blood boil.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand what their whole... why they're so hardcore on that the sniper was wrong. We know Tyler very well. Tyler Vargas Andrews. We know him very well. I know what he saw. I believe him 100%. For some reason, they're so adamant about protecting the Taliban. I do not understand what their program is. I don't know why they're so adamant about it. I was very angry. I was sad. I you know, it's almost, you know, your stomach just drops. Like, you know, my kid had a chance. If the guys would have been able to take him out, my kid would have had a chance. So, yeah, it's disturbing.
You were welcomed on stage last night at the Republican National Convention. You were given the respect that you deserve. It was a very powerful moment, I thought, one of the most powerful moments of the convention. How did it feel to be up there, Darren? How did it feel?
That was a little bit surreal, I think. We had gone and filmed the video that everybody saw.
Yeah.
We hadn't seen it until last night.
Okay.
And we're sitting back in the ready room before they brought us out on stage. And I'll say it right now, every last one of us were in there crying.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
It was a powerful one. And hopefully that resonates with the country and maybe even the world, if we can draw some over to our side, and I don't want to pick sides, but let's face it, we're picking sides.
I think you have to.
Yeah.
I think you have to.
It's time to pick.
I think you got to. Yeah. I mean, look, I think you have to pick sides.
Oh, yeah.
What happened that day at Abbey Gate should never happen. It never, the withdrawal from Afghanistan the way it happened should never have happened.
Right.
And the disrespect that your family has been shown should never have happened.
Yep.
Constantly from day one.
And Darren should still be with us today.
Yes.
Staff Sergeant Darren Taylor Hoover killed in the attack. And to know that there was an opportunity to take out that terrorist cell. I remember when I learned the news of that, and I was furious, and I was sad. I can only imagine how the two of you felt that day.
Yeah.
So I want you to know that America loves you, despite the complete disrespect shown by the commander-in-chief. It's part of the reason why I think he's going to lose badly.
Oh, yeah.
If he's still the
horribly.
Candidate. Yeah, horribly. Afghanistan will haunt this nation forever, the withdrawal.
Yeah.
How it was conducted. Your son's memory will never be forgotten, ever.
Thank you.
And that's all we can ask.
Yes, and we will continue the fight to get all the truth, all the facts out from what happened that day and the subsequent cover-up and everything else.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Kelly Barnett, Darren Hoover, thank you both for joining me here at the RNC.
I
really appreciate it.
Thank you.
God bless you both.
You too.
Thank
you. God bless you.
We'll be right back. All right, so as we continue along here from the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee, I want to let you know that the White House physician has put out an update. Memorandum for Karine Jean-Pierre, White House fembot, assistant to the president and White House press secretary, from Kevin C. O'Connor, D.O., physician to the president, President Biden, COVID-19 update. The president is still experiencing mild upper respiratory symptoms associated with his recent COVID-19 infection. He continues to receive Paxlovid. He does not have a fever, and his vital signs remain normal. He will continue to conduct the business of the American people. With the president's permission, I will continue to provide regular updates as we have done before. Kevin C. O'Connor, D.O., physician to the president. Well, there you go. The effort now to remove Joe Biden is fully underway. No question about that. It is happening. It is real. In fact, just a short time ago, on MSNBC, they were saying a short time ago that I guess some of the people there that the calls are coming in now more furious than ever. There may even be Biden may even be out before Monday comes. It's that serious right now in terms of getting this guy out. So Elon Musk tweeted out a short time ago, it's time to take Biden fishing, which is, of course, a reference to the scene in Godfather when they take when they take Fredo out. They take him fishing, and Hail Mary, and boom. So that's not that they're going to kill Biden, but that they're going to be taking him out. So there you go. That's what's happening as we speak right now. All right, as we continue, we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead for you. I do want to tell you about my friends at Emmons. When it comes to your bathroom, is it getting a little outdated? When friends come over, are you a little embarrassed to let them use the bathroom? If you are, it's time to let Emmons Design Specialist design a bathroom that you will love and one that they can redo in as little as 3 days' time with custom designs that cater to your unique tastes. Imagine an affordable and maintenance-free bathroom with little to no inconvenience to you and your family in only 3 days' time. That's incredible. Only 3 days. Do you have a property at the shore that needs updating? Well, Emmons services all the shore points, and they have finance options available. Having your bathroom renovated not only brings comfort and quality of life to your family, it is one of the best investments you can make in your home to improve its value. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677, or check out their website at callemmons.com. That's callemmons.com, and tell them I sent you.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
So the way it works at the RNC is a lot of people come early, and like right now the convention, there's speeches going on, and so people come in early and then they leave and they come back kind of in and out. So we actually have to pre-record a lot of interviews with people prior to. And I'm not going to pretend like they're live because I'm never dishonest with you. I always tell you the truth about everything. So we recorded with a Gold Star family prior to getting on the air today at 3 o'clock your time. Before I play that interview, though, and it was very, very touching, I want to play for you. I started to play Gold Star parents Herman and Alicia Lopez naming all 13 military members slain during the Afghanistan withdrawal. So the events at Abbey Gate and everything that happened, the fact that we learned that a sniper could have taken out that terrorist cell, but was not allowed to by the Pentagon, was not given the word. How the commander-in-chief is still not, call these Gold Star families to express his condolences. So let's take a listen. We'll continue cut number 10.
When Hunter and the other service members' bodies were returned to the U.S. in Dover, Delaware, Joe Biden met the plane. But he made the occasion more about his son, lost to cancer, than our sons and daughters lost on his watch. Worse than that, he has never said their names out loud. And during last month's debate, he claimed no service members have died during his administration. None. That hurt us all deeply. So Alicia and I are here to say the names of all 13 service members who lost their lives. All 13 service members who lost their lives at Abbey Gate. David Espinoza.
Nicole G. Taylor Hoover. Ryan C. Knaus. Riley McCollum. Dylan Marola. Kareem Nakui. Dagan Page. Johanny Pichardo. Humberto Sanchez. Jared Schmitz. Maxton Sobiak. And my son, Hunter Lopez.
So my friend David Urban, who is a Pennsylvania strategist, he was on CNN last night. He's going to join me later in the show. We sat down together before the show for an interview. His point last night on CNN, I thought, was excellent. And a lot of people have described last night the reading of those names and bringing the Gold Star families out on the stage as the memorial service that they deserved but never, ever achieved, ever received. And here's what David Urban said about that last night. Cut 17.
It's just unforgivable, okay? Yeah. Hunter Lopez's father, when Anderson, I got choked up. His father was reading those names. Somebody who went to West Point, served in the military, been deployed overseas, fought in the war. The fact that Joe Biden never met with those families, the fact that Joe Biden forgot that those kids died, is just unforgivable. The fact that the White House has never bothered to clean up or say we're sorry, it's just unforgivable. It's unforgivable to me.
Davis
in America.
It is unforgivable, no doubt. Well, here's the interview that I recorded earlier today with the Gold Star parents. Take a listen. Here at the Republican National Convention, it's Rich Zeoli with you, of course. I have two Gold Star parents with me right now. I want to welcome to the show Kelly Barnett and Darren Hoover. Thank you both for joining me today. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And thank you for being on stage last night at the Republican National Convention. Thank you for your courage and telling your stories and for fighting for your son, Staff Sergeant Darren Taylor Hoover, killed in the attack at Abbey Gate. And Kelly, I just want to say my heart's broken. Everybody's heart's broken. Thank you for being here today. We appreciate it. Kelly, let's start with you. I know that you testified before Congress.
Yep.
I know that the Biden administration lied to you.
Yes.
And lied to your family. Tell us your story, if you would.
Well, there's several things. My main thing was that, Taylor, that's my son, yep. Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover. He had been to Afghanistan two times before, fighting the Taliban. And to go over there and to tell him that the Taliban was his security and that, that's the checkpoint, the Taliban, you can't touch them, they're out there beating people, killing people, you can't touch them. To me, that's a horrific nightmare for him. I can't believe that was allowed. And that's my biggest issue, mm-hmm. is that those people were supposed to be protecting my son and we've been fighting them for 20 years. Makes no sense. No sense.
Darren, you've been fighting for what took place at Abbey Gate, the attack. You've been fighting to get justice for everyone involved. I appreciate that. I really do. On behalf of our nation, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a battle, though, hasn't it?
It has. One that we're going to continue to fight, not back down. Our son deserves it, just like she said, just like his mom said. And for us to continue this fight until, as far as I'm concerned, no breath left in my body in order to make it to that point, so be it.
Did Darren always want to serve? Was that always his dream?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, he didn't, he always played, I always tell the story that he was always about the Marines since he was little. But they came to the high school, I believe he was 10th or 11th grade, and that was it. It was the Marines all the way. He joined the debt program. Mm-hmm. It worked out, you know, four or five times a week with the Marine until he could join, and then he joined, and that he was always. I think it was more about the brotherhood of the Marine Corps that drew him in, that he was so, you know, enthralled with. But he loved being a Marine.
I'm so sorry. I really am. I'm sorry for what happened at Abbey Gate. I'm sorry to all the families of the 13 service members who lost their lives that day. But to have the both of you in person with me right now here at the RNC, it's. My heart is sad for you, how this country's treated you. I mean, not the country. I shouldn't say that. How the commander-in-chief has treated you.
Right, right.
Biden never called, huh?
Oh, no.
Never?
Not once.
No.
How does that happen? Every movie you see, if there's a service member killed, the President of the United States calls, and they present a flag, and they take you to the Oval Office and say they're sorry. And how does that happen?
You know, once upon a time, that may have happened. You know, Hollywood's a whole different ball game. And understand, you know, that there are men and women that are being constantly killed. It's a part of war, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But in our circumstances and a few of the other ones, with it being as front and center, especially like ours was, our 13 were, you would think that they'd give just a little bit of hope, maybe, of sorrow, even an apology.
Yeah.
And we've not gotten any of that. Now transpose that with President Trump. Early on, he invited our family to Mar-a-Lago. He talked to us on the phone for, at me, it was like 30 some odd minutes. Talked to Kelly. He talked to our two girls and their husbands. And then to be able to go and spend the time with him at Bedminster that we have. And a couple of the rallies that we have. I mean, it's so much black and white. There is no...
night and day difference.
It is. And it's unfortunate that Stumble and Bumble and Joe cannot get his act together. And even if it was a staff member.
Yeah.
But it hasn't even been that. Nobody.
When you found out that there was a sniper who could have taken that terrorist out, and I think that's part of the cover-up, obviously. I think it's part of why no one's ever contacted you. I mean, that must have just made your blood boil.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand what their whole... why they're so hardcore on that the sniper was wrong. We know Tyler very well, Tyler Vargas Andrews. We know him very well. I know what he saw. I believe him 100%. For some reason, they're so adamant about protecting the Taliban. I do not understand what their program is. I don't know why they're so adamant about it. I was very angry. I was very dang. I was sad. I, you know, it's almost, you know, your stomach just drops. Like, you know, my kid had a chance. If the guys would have been able to take him out, my kid would have had a chance. So yeah, it's disturbing.
You were welcomed on stage last night at the Republican National Convention. You were given the respect that you deserve. It was a very powerful moment. I thought one of the most powerful moments of the convention. How did it feel to be up there, Darren? How did it feel?
That was a little bit surreal, I think. We had gone and filmed the video that everybody saw.
Yeah.
We hadn't seen it until last night.
Okay.
And we're sitting back in the ready room before they brought us out on stage. And I'll say it right now, every last one of us were in there crying.
I'm sure. Yeah.
It was a powerful one. And hopefully that resonates with the country and maybe even the world, if we can draw some over to our side. And I don't want to pick sides, but let's face it, we're picking sides.
I think you have to.
Yeah.
I think you have to.
It's time to pick.
I think you gotta.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think you have to pick sides.
Oh, yeah.
What happened that day at Abbey Gate should never happen. It never, the withdrawal from Afghanistan the way it happened should never have happened.
Right.
And the disrespect that your family has been shown should never have happened.
Yep.
Constantly from day one.
And Darren should still be with us today.
Yes.
Staff Sergeant Darren Taylor Hoover killed in the attack. And to know that there was an opportunity to take out that terrorist cell. I remember when I learned the news of that, and I was furious, and I was sad. I can only imagine how the two of you felt that day.
Yeah.
So I want you to know that America loves you, despite the complete disrespect shown by the commander-in-chief. It's part of the reason why I think he's going to lose badly.
Oh, yeah.
If he's still the
horribly.
Candidate. Yeah, horribly. Afghanistan will haunt this nation forever, the withdrawal.
Yeah.
How it was conducted. Your son's memory will never be forgotten,
ever.
Thank you.
And
that's all we can ask.
Yes, and we will continue the fight to get all the truth, all the facts out from what happened that day and the subsequent cover-up and everything else.
So. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Kelly Barnett, Darren Hoover, thank you both for joining me here at the RNC.
Thank you. I really
appreciate it.
Thank you.
God bless you both.
You too.
You too.
Thank God you. Bless you.
We'll be right back. All right, so as we continue along here from the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee, I want to let you know that the White House physician has put out an update. Memorandum for Karine Jean-Pierre, White House fembot, assistant to the president and White House press secretary, from Kevin C. O'Connor, D.O., physician to the president, President Biden, COVID-19 update. The president is still experiencing mild upper respiratory symptoms associated with his recent COVID-19 infection. He continues to receive Paxlovid. He does not have a fever and his vital signs remain normal. He will continue to conduct the business of the American people. With the president's permission, I will continue to provide regular updates as we have done before. Kevin C. O'Connor, D.O., physician to the president. Well, there you go. The effort now to remove Joe Biden is fully underway. No question about that. It is happening. It is real. In fact, just a short time ago on MSNBC, they were saying a short time ago that I guess some of the people there that the calls are coming in now more furious than ever. Biden may even be out before Monday comes. It's that serious right now in terms of getting this guy out. So Elon Musk tweeted out a short time ago, it's time to take Biden fishing, which is, of course, a reference to the scene in Godfather when they take Fredo out, they take him fishing, and Hail Mary, and boom. So that's not that they're going to kill Biden, but that they're going to be taking him out. So there you go. That's what's happening as we speak right now. All right, as we continue, we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead for you. I do want to tell you about my friends at Emmons. When it comes to your bathroom, is it getting a little outdated? When friends come over, are you a little embarrassed to let them use the bathroom? If you are, it's time to let Emmons Design Specialist design a bathroom that you will love and one that they can redo in as little as 3 days' time with custom designs that cater to your unique tastes. Imagine an affordable and maintenance-free bathroom with little to no inconvenience to you and your family in only 3 days' time. That's incredible. Only 3 days. Do you have a property at the shore that needs updating? Well, Emmons services all the shore points, and they have finance options available. Having your bathroom renovated not only brings comfort and quality of life to your family, it is one of the best investments you can make in your home to improve its value. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677, or check out their website at callemmons.com. That's callemmons.com, and tell them I sent you.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.